This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. For the first time in almost 25 years, Austin voters rejected school bond propositions on Saturday. Two out of four propositions did not pass. At $892 million, this was the largest proposed bond in Austin ISD's history. Joining me to make sense of it is local education reporter Laura Heinauer. Laura, thanks for coming to KUT.
Thank you, Nathan.
First of all, can you tell me which two propositions passed and what will they pay for?
Okay, so the two that passed were Proposition 1, which was mainly pay for technology as well as some buses and some energy conservation stuff. And then in Prop 3, that one also passed. It was the largest one for about $350 million. And that's basically most of the repairs for the facilities around the district.
And there were two bonds that did not pass. Can you tell me what was in those?
Yes. In Prop 2, we had three new schools, I believe, that was in that one, as well as some safety and security projects. And then in Prop 4, we had several new programs that the district was looking at, including a new school for young men and some other programs, things with fine arts and athletics that the district was looking at.
So when you look at what passed, the two that passed and the two that didn't pass, what do you make of that?
Basically, I think that voters, the biggest thing was that were questioning whether they could really afford it. It's such a large set of propositions, nearly $900 million, and voters were concerned about the impact on their taxes. And just having been through elections in November, they just weren't quite ready yet.
Right, because there were a couple votes on the November ballot that affected people's property taxes.
Yes, there was the city as well as the healthcare district.
Is this, for the district, a glass half full scenario or glass half empty? I mean, they did lose two of these bond propositions.
They are trying to look at it as a glass half full situation right now. There is some glass half empty kind of things, though, I think, on the horizon. I mean, it's going to be difficult for them to want to go out for a tax rate election, a TRE. They were talking as early as November. I don't know that they're going to want to do that right now. And if they don't, then they're going to have some issues when it comes to teacher raises.
So tell me what's next for the district now that the votes have been cast and we know the results. What's the next, one of the next big steps, one of the next big challenges they'll have to deal with?
In terms of overcrowding issues, they're going to have to look at, there's three big ways you deal with that. It's boundary changes, it's closing schools, and it's transfer policy and changing some policies around. So they're going to have to look at those issues. And again, I think we already looked at closure. We already looked at policies. Boundaries we've looked at a little bit. Those are not easy things to do, but those are three things that they probably will have to kind of, they've gotten the green light to go ahead and reconsider again now that this bond went through the way it did. Those are three things we're going to look at. Another thing that's going to happen possibly is, I mean, people have said with some of the athletic stuff not getting funded that kids aren't going to want to go to school. They're going to opt to go to school in other districts because our athletic facilities are that bad. So, you know, the district's going to have to find out a way to deal with that and prioritize some of those things that didn't get funded. And you'll see, I think, some shifting around of some priorities to try to fund those things. Also, we're not going to see a reduction in portables. If Prop, I think it was 2, would have passed, we would have had a reduction in the number of portables, something that are very unpopular in Austin. That's not going to happen. How much they would have been reduced anyway was kind of up for debate, but we will still have lots of portables in Austin.
Well, Laura, thank you for coming into KUT and talking about this.
Thank you, Nathan. It's good to be here.
Laura Heinauer is a local education reporter. She covers school districts across Central Texas. This is KUT 90.5.